Hey man,
Hey,
you ever talk to yourself?
quite often.
Do you ever answer?
Well, 63 other people usually do.
Do you have multiple people answering?
Well, why do you ask?
Because of Doom Patrol
Oh, yeah.
episode
Jane Patrol. 9, 10.
nine. I think it's nine.
I don't know. 9.
Nine. So yeah.
So this is a purely Jane only episode.
No, Cliff was in it.
Well, like he had a Jane story.
It was her, her story.
So yeah, we finally got to see the underground. We got to see we
a messed up place.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones like so this one was cool because we got to see a little bit of the underground when she got pulled away, and that's a literally continuation of the last one where she got pulled away, where a hammerhead was actually pulling her away. And so this one is you actually get to see most of, and man, I should have written them down because they gave out so many names, and like you saw, like some look like Jane, some don't. I think that was more in lines of just not have to do so much editing.
We don't have enough in the budget to hire other people.
Exactly. I need a 64 of these. So you kind of see what happened to Jane and kind of see the reason. Remember the whole hallway full of blood, but the hallway full of puzzle pieces.
It kind of, it ties that in. Makes sense now.
Ties that in. I liked this one. It was kind of a little... It was just focused on one. I wish we could have got it a little earlier than so late in the season. But I'm glad that it kind of came together because, so you get to see the underground. You get to see all these people in her brain that's trying to...
Well, you still don't see all 60.
No, you still don't see all of them, but see a lot of them.
One of them was it Miranda, actually went to the well and is... gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't want to go.
You walk through her subway stop, and it's nothing but.
Yep.
See, in the comic book, that's the stop where anybody that's not Jane has to shield their eyes, or it kills them if they see it.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you see a lot of torture and hanging and stuff like that. It's a pretty messed up, episode, but you get to see how shattered Jane's mind is. And the funny thing is that you get to see people's, you get to see their
role,
in their mind, and Hammerhead
is their job.
Hammerhead is a big one. She's like the enforcer, and then you have Jane. That I guess Jane is the only one that can kind of keep it.
She's the one they like to send to the surface
because she can keep order.
Yeah, they don't like to go to the surface much.
Yeah, because you see what happens every time somebody tries to go to the surface, they mess everything up.
Like so, Karen.
So yeah, this is you get to see Brandon Fraser actually in his costume.
Yeah. in the flesh.
In the flesh, yeah, which is pretty funny, but it's I mean, you're talking about a lot of symbolization with the puzzles, and then
Sweet Baby Kay.
Yeah, I mean, so Kay is. The original person.
Right, the original.
And she's deep dark into the mine out.
I don't even know if you see her in the comics because she's like asleep at the lowest level.
Yeah.
They don't want to rouse her. So.
Yeah. So, and then you see a lot of powers of these other people that they look pretty different,
Yeah, because when they come to the surface, they, for the most part, look like Jane.
Yeah.
Some characteristics change.
Yeah.
Like, Baby Doll has the pigtails and Silver Tongue has the silver around her mouth.
Yeah.
They don't all look like her in the underground. Mm-hmm.
No.
Hammerhead.
Yeah, Hammerhead is like
scared
this.
Scared me.
Yeah. She tall, is. Tall, bald, looks like
punk looking.
Punk girl, yeah. So then you have a sumo wrestler. And I mean, you have a bunch of.
The big black girl driller. Or
yeah.
Yeah,
there was a lot of them that you got to see. And I think they're just trying to keep together. And so what Jane was doing is she had enough. She didn't want to go back on the surface. And then she went into one of these memories. And they're like, oh, well, where's this memory from? So you kind of find out where that memory's from.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up.
Yeah. And what was the Penny
Farthing.
Penny Farthing.
Still don't know what her power is.
Her power is to run away. Because she even admits that. I run away. So,
yes, she does.
I think we've seen her once, and we've seen her in...
Yeah, when they went to Nurnheim.
Nurnheim, yeah. And she just, like, went behind the guy. Nurnheim sucks. So, yeah, this one, like I said, this is pretty much a heavy Jane. I mean, only Jane. And then you do have Cliff, or Robot Man. He like, linked up with her mind... By Negative Man. Yeah. And so he's in her mind, and what was the bus lady or the
Driver 8?
Driver 5 or something like that.
I think it was 8 because it has the infinity symbol.
Oh, okay, yeah. So drive like train driver 8 or something like that. It's like, so where's the other 7 happen?
Don't ask.
Yeah. So yeah, so it's pretty much it's a subway. It's an underground subway.
I like they kind of you know, gave you a little more in depth on her and Cliff's relationship because in the comics they're together,
couple, right? Yeah,
yeah, and they even said, you know, everything was fine until you came along.
Yeah, because I think that they went back to a memory where it was him and her talking, and she would it was the painter.
Yeah.
Hangman's
exactly. Daughter.
So
there's only 64 of them,
and yeah. And he's and she's and this is like, why is she mad at this one? This is a good memory. She's like, because of this, this is when it all started.
Right.
So it's because of him. And then of course, he gets in there and they're all pissed at him.
Yeah.
They throw him right in jail. He says Penny Farthing. She's the only one that kind of helps.
Well, I can understand why they are man haters.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, no man shall pass.
Yeah.
And especially...
Anubis or what?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the thing was freaky.
Yeah, and then the sisters, the triplets.
Three-headed thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a freaky one. The good thing about this Doom Patrol is that there's really no normalcy besides how abnormal it is. I think the abnormal is the normal for them. It's just, you know... Again, there's no continuation of any story. I think we're just getting a one big episode just for Jane, which is rightfully so, because she has a lot of characters and she's really messed up, and you kind of wonder why she's so messed up.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think they should have maybe done this earlier in the
season. A little earlier in the season, because now you're so invested.
It explains so much.
You're invested so much into the main storyline that they keep on pushing it off to other seasons or other storylines. You know, the funny thing is, if they would have done 4 episodes of each one of their characters before the main story started, that would have probably been a little bit better, because now it's like when they did Avengers, you know, they did each individual story and then they came together. This is, they're together and now they're trying to explain
Except
the story.
For Cyborg, I don't want his, I know his. Wait a minute.
He did nothing
again this episode.
What did Cyborg do this episode?
Hashtag go home, Victor.
Hashtag. You did nothing. Go home. Yeah. So it's
Cyborg is.
But I see what I think is going to happen is in the next episode, and this is just my thinking, because you know, kind of spoiler, when she comes up, something happened, and they said what happened here.
Yeah, they didn't explain it.
And didn't explain it. So most likely they're.
So you watched the preview trailer for the next episode?
I do. I forget what kind of happened.
They are digging the bottom of the barrel for the most obscure, crappy characters.
Which one was this?
Oh, you know what? Beard Hunter.
Okay, I didn't. I don't think I actually seen the preview.
That's when Cyborg was trying to hit him and he couldn't land a punch. Which in the comic books, the Beard Hunter was not a good fighter. He had some kind of genetic defect where he couldn't grow facial hair, so he wanted to kill everybody who had facial hair.
Oh, we're screwed.
That's true. Yeah, but
I need my mineral, animal, vegetable guy to come back. I need him back. I need him in my life.
I love when they pull those back.
Yeah,
he's about due. It's been 3 or 4.
Yeah, I need a new update on him.
And I think the preview also showed Chief in it.
Oh, okay.
So because I almost forgot about him.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If you forget about him and they just move on with their lives.
Chief's missing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right.
We're trying to figure this out, but it's not working.
We're doing other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I got to tell this whole story about Jane and being.
Sorry, just got back from Jane's underground mind. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite episode
so far. I think it's one of the better ones out there.
Yeah, because she's got such a messed up mind. I mean, she was going to go to the well, which is how you kill yourself in the underground.
Yeah.
And she damn near did. She was ready.
Which is kind of, like I said, spoiler. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But, I mean, if you're watching us review it, then you've probably seen it. So the person that kind of comes out of the well, you know, that... So Jane is really messed up. This is how she got really messed up. She didn't have the best father figure in her life, and she's a little girl, and he's a big creep.
That's putting it bluntly. Yeah,
you can kind of guess what happened after that. But she was putting a puzzle together. So
she was abused.
She was abused, and so she pushes all that down, and she's nowhere to be found. So she has all these other people protecting her.
Yeah, well, what really set off, because then later in her life, she was abused again by a priest in the church, which is why she freaks out.
Yeah, we saw the other one with that one. Church. So yeah, she
and that's what snapped her.
Yeah, she hasn't had the best of times.
Guys are not real high on her list of favorites right now.
So so of course Cliff was trying to help her, and he looked like a guy, and he got messed up by that thing.
That thing just cut him to ribbons.
Yeah, and he's like, I am no man, and then he's like pulled his face apart. That was creepy. And then she was like,
everybody touches his junk.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any junk.
And exactly, that's how she
tink tink.
That's how because Jane was gonna end it. She was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
But Robot Man saved her. So it was a very interesting episode, a very somber episode. It was one of those things like, damn, that's messed up on how. But I like to see all those different characters. And most likely, unfortunately, there's 64 characters. Even if you brought out one in each episode, that would be like 4 or 5 seasons of every single one. So you're probably never going to see all of them.
I think we've seen less than 20 so far.
Yeah, you're never going to see all of them.
I don't think you've ever seen them all in the comic books either.
It's just one of those things, and they're probably, 64 that they know about. There might be more. Who knows? There might be hundreds.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe there's only 64 left. How many should she start with?
They each have their own station in the underground where they stay.
Yeah.
So maybe some of them just never left their station.
Yeah. Yeah, a very interesting episode. Unfortunately, a very sad episode. So you can kind of figure out why she's so messed up. Like I said, It was just her episode, which is fine. But is this going to be like one of those things? Is next episode going to be just a cyborg episode?
So, because we got Larry, Negative Man Larry's. We got kind
of most of his, yep.
And Robot Man's,
yeah.
So hers was the last
one, maybe.
I don't want to see cyborgs.
Like I said, are we going to get cyborgs next?
We kind of saw his with the explosion, but I don't care. He's not Doom Patrol.
He's not supposed to be in Doom Patrol.
He's Doom Patrol featuring Cyborg.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's like
or Cyborg presents.
It's like
Doom
when
Patrol.
A comic has a guest appearance by, but that guest appearance like stays the entire time. So yeah. When are you going home? This is not a guest appearance.
Thanks, man. You can leave now.
You're a tenant now. You stayed here long enough.
Yeah. Well, Cyborg's original thing was he was there to help find the chief.
Yeah. Well,
past 3 or 4 episodes, he ain't done nothing.
You know what? Give one call to Superman, it'll be done in like 20 minutes. Good Lord, come on. And then you can go home, But it's getting drawn out, and we have 7 more episodes to go.
Is there 15?
15, yeah. Six. At least that's what I saw on the episode guide.
I think there's 6. This was 9, I believe. So there'd be 6 more to make 15.
6 more, yeah. Sorry, I keep on forgetting which episode we're on.
Math
I think it's
hard.
So, yeah. Well, I think that's our opinion. What did you think about it all together?
Like I said, this was my favorite episode so far.
Yeah.
I really like the Crazy Jane character. I like her and Cliff together.
Yeah.
I think they work well together. In fact, you could do the whole show with just those two, and I'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, because the other ones are just like...
They're just kind of... Larry's a whiny bee.
Yeah.
Rita is... Oh, yeah, she's also a whiny... And Cyborg's just freaking useless.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but that's just our opinion. What do you guys think? Comment down below, because what do you guys think is going to happen to Crazy Jane now that kind of Cliff kind of took her back out? Are they going to have a romantic relationship after this? I doubt it, but are we going to see a all cyborg? I mean, that'd be cool if they do an all cyborg so we can stop making fun of them, but I doubt it. But what do you guys think? Comment down below on the thing about next episode. Do you think that they're going to maybe tell the story about what happened when they were in the mind? There might be something, actually, because they might have gotten a little tiff. Who knows?
Maybe they ticked off one of the characters down there, and it's going to come forward.
Something. Something's going to happen.
We haven't seen Perfect Polly or any of those others come forward yet. There's 2 or 3 that you see in the underground.
I want to see the big sumo one.
Or you already seen Solar Daddy that one time with the big sun head.
Yeah, it's go and watch them if you want to try to write them down how many, because they wrote a lot and I was trying to write them down and I was like, ah, it's pointless. Pause. Out. Yeah. Well, yeah, while you're down there and commenting, why don't you go ahead and hit that subscribe button? We're so close to hitting 10, whatever. We're not even doing
we're
that.
We're closer to a million than we were.
Exactly.
Give us one of these.
I like those.
Yeah. One of these thumbs up. Like it. Share it.
Yeah. Hit that bell icon.
Bing.
Yeah, so you can always get updated.
I guess I could insert a bell.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the bell icon. To be notified whenever we put up a new video.
It's like I'm hearing things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess we'll see you next week. Episode 10?
Yeah.
God. We've been doing this 2.5 months now.
Yeah, cross your fingers for more Chief and Mr. Nobody.
I let's do this. Let's make a bet. Next episode, we will see a little bit of the story. Only a little bit.
I'm going to say...
Or the main story.
I'm going to say they're going to introduce a new obscure character that used to be friends with the Chief.
I'm going to say that Mr. Nobody will not be in the next episode.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, pretty sure. Well, you guys comment down below. Do you think Mr. Nobody's going to be in the next episode? I don't think so. But that's just us. Wait, that's just
Magic
our...
Magic 8-Ball? Yeah. Outlook not good.
Well, that's just our opinion. What do you guys think? If not, we'll see you next week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or EVE? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.